what we will have to understand is to know that we are trying to understand the yantra techniques for development. And when we are trying to learn the yantra, and when I use machine instead of yantra, immediately you will think about the human body. So the entire Gayatri Yantram or any spiritual yantra starts with the physical body. That is what we will have to understand. And when we are trying to understand this, the most important thing which we will have to learn is the all yantras in spiritual one are linked with human body. That is what we have to learn. The well-known Sri Chakra is also dealt with human body. Or some black magic people, they also use these physical body as machines. What I am trying to use to understand is that whenever you want to know about a yantra, especially in either white or black, the basis is always the human body. Remember that. So whenever we take any yantra, whatever you call it, it is always linked not with a geometric body, but with the geometry of the human body. And when we go to the human body, the basis of all yantra is based on three level things, what we call the three triangles: the physical, the emotional or vital or pranic, and of course the mental. And when we are talking about the mental one, we will always link about the concrete mind. You always remember that the concrete mind, the four levels of mind are linked with the concrete mind. That's why the diagram. You cannot have a real yantra for the abstract mind. So the yantra, naturally, if you really go into the depth of yantra, you go into the abstract mind. That is what we have to go. And the moment you go into the abstract mind, you have three other triangles. You can call the Uchchamanas, the Buddhi and the Atma. The triangle becomes the Atma Buddhi Manas. So what we are doing in the higher three levels, the abstract mind, or the above three, Atma, Buddhi, Manas, but when the ego is there, he is not linked with the Atma, Buddhi, Manas, but with the ego, your Jivatma. But the moment you know your Jivatma correctly, you naturally know the Atma, Buddhi, Manas. That means what is happening, it is not going down to the downward three points of the triangle, physical, emotional, mental, but it will go to the triangle of Atma, Manas and Buddhi. And now what happens? The ego becomes the body of Atma, Buddhi, Manas. And then all the magics happen. That is what we have to understand it. Try to understand it. Though you have heard what I am telling, I am not very clear that you are understanding what we are trying to do. You see this very clearly. You see the black triangle
green.
In the physical level?
Green.
Green, dark green. The pituitary, alter,
major,
and pineal gland. This is your physical body. Slowly, all of you, try to understand it. The pituitary, the pineal, and the ulna major center. You don't worry about ulna major center. You think about the pituitary and pineal. Naturally, the ulna is something around, take it as the throat. It is not the throat, but you accept it as the Vishuddhi. And then the pituitary becomes the Ajna Chakra, and the pineal becomes the Sahasrara. Physical, that is what you have to learn. Slowly you try to understand how the yantra has to go into the abstract mind and your physical body with the pituitary, pineal gland and ulna major becomes the body of ego. And then the triangle is not about the physical, astral and mental, but it becomes mental, buddhi and atma. This point, all of you try to understand it, the link between atma, buddhi and manas, and of course your physical, astral and mental. I'm just giving for 1 minute. Think what I'm telling. Your physical, emotional and manas, concrete mind, converts into the abstract mind, the buddhi and the atma. Slowly try to understand what I am trying to tell them. Now those who are trying to understand it, if you have any questions, I am ready to clear and then go ahead. I am waiting. Now, these three triangles, the concrete mind, the astral and the physical on one side, and the Atma Buddhi Manas is one side. They are linked with the Antahkarana bridge. Are you able to see this? The triangle, Atma Buddhi Manas, and physical, emotional and mental, concrete mind. In the mind, in the abstract mind, the buddhi and the atma. They are linked with antahkarana. Now you know the definition of antahkarana. It is 4-in-1. Manas, buddhi, chitta and ahankara is the bridge between these two. We know the manas, we know the concrete mind, but we don't know the abstract mind. And we know how to utilize buddhi. The only formula, just like E is equal to MC squared for the physical atomic energy, there is only one formula Svabuddhi, and that is Gayatri Mantra. All the 24 Gayatri Mantras, Devit Vidmahe Dhimahi Prachodayat. But this Gayatri Mantra has no Vidmahe, because we have no Vidmahe. Our sun is our Vidmahe. Savita is our Vidmahe. Are you able to understand what I am telling? I am telling you the link between this triangle and the above triangle. And it is linked with manas, buddhi, ahankara and chitta. That is a better way for us, for our development. Remember this. Manas, buddhi, ahankara, and then chitta. So you can take the point in the seventh level, in mental level, the seventh level, on seventh on the seven levels. That is what is really known as chitta. And ahankara is the second level, and the third one is buddhi. And the manas is in two levels, the concrete and the abstract. Is it clear to what I am trying to tell you? Now, if you understand this ahankara, the ego, manas, buddhi and your ahankara is linked with chitta, the highest abstract mind. And you remember that mind is mind. Mind is just, as the definition is, a library. Whether it comes from the lowest level or to the highest level, mind is nothing but a group of thoughts. And chitta, or the mind, which is beyond you, chitta, chitta vritti. And this vritti is very, very difficult for you to control. And to be honest, you cannot. None can control your habits. A very, very strong, strong, strong will of determination can change a chitta. But what we can do, when if it is so difficult, what can we do? Well, Gita says, Abhyasa and Vairagya are the two techniques. I think it is in probably the actions, the Karma Yoga. Can we replace one habit with another one? Why not? Why not? Why not? Why not? That is one of the best ways to do that. That is exactly what Param Puja Gurudev says. Don't worry about your now habits. Create a habit, a new habit for you. Like doing Gayatri Japa. What all habits are there? It helps, because Gayatri Mantra is the best one, because it also links with the seventh plane of buddhi. That is why Gayatri Japa is the guest, and in all yajnas, Japa is the best yajna. That is what in 10th chapter Krishna says. Yajnanam japa yajnasmi. So naturally the point has come now, when all of you are doing your Gayatri Mantra, well, do it more regularly, and at the same time, same place, with a correct way of doing first the puja for Gayatri. What all things we already know, don't worry about these things. Now I am thinking about the yantra aspect. So anyway, what I am telling to now will tell you, jump to the yantra. See that. the Om and the triangle is the ego, I am telling you. Is it clear? All of your thinking, all of us have our own ego, whether you like it or not. Because aham, nenu, that is what the jiva, ahankara, the ego is. Now, do you think one thing? For all of you, the ego is same. What does it mean? Your physical body and the other man's physical body and all the lakhs and lakhs and crores of people or human bodies, one and the same, like. Same, like. Am I very clear? All of you are able to tell you? Then if you can understand that your human body is there, and all these human body are very, very, very similar to all of us, though they are different. And crores of crores and crores of people have come and gone and come and gone, and all their human bodies are different with others. All of you understand the physical body, then in the same way of the ego. Very clear? But just as our human bodies are the same like, and a doctor can use it, similarly, your ego can be utilized by the technique what is known as yoga. That is the real definition of yoga. Yoga means the link up of your mind with the abstract mind and with Atma Buddhimanas. Very clear? Now, this triangle I am taking, the Om and the other thing, the best way you have to learn is, you have to go into your fourth level. Om. And for all practical purposes, it is one technique. It is known as the eternal now. We use it, but naturally we can't understand it. But if you can see the 21 reels of cinema, you can understand that point. It is in the different places, in this and this and that. But it is now here in that. And if you can run it, well, it becomes in the time and space. And if it is in the reels, it is an eternal now. But what you are seeing the reel is a physical eternal now. You go into the fourth level of eternal now. Yoga is the link of our mind with Atma Buddhi Manas. Chitta. Where can we fit the brain here and its role in the yoga? Wonderful class. Well, yoga chitta vritti nirodha. So in the question, yoga is the link of our mind with Atma Buddhi Manas and Chitta. Now you remember one thing, that when the Ahankara, all of you try to understand what I am trying to tell you. You think the ego triangle, and below it, in the concrete mind, is the mental unit. This mental unit never knows about ego. It doesn't know it. That is why we don't know about ego. When you think about Manas, we are now telling we never talk about ego. Right? But what we know is, the line with ego is there, and the mental unit in the highest level of concrete mind is linked with the astral permanent atom and the physical permanent atom, and we are able to doing our physical body's works, your desires and your thoughts. And these are three permanent atoms of this life. Slowly understand what I am trying to tell me. In this ego, we are having this life. And this life, we have a physical body, a pranamaya sharira, and the manomaya concrete manas. Sometimes, of course, we use the abstract minds like love, sweet, but well, you don't get with all those things. You try to understand what I'm trying to tell you. In this life, when you do anything in this physical world, you do it because of your astral and mental uses. Your physical body is only an equipment. Without the desires and thoughts, our physical body has no meaning. Are you able to understand the seven levels in the permanent physical atom, astral permanent atom, and mental unit? And that is the fourth one in the mental level. All these are understanding what I'm trying to tell me. Now, these three in one is in this life. Even Arjuna didn't know about his ego, who did so many sadhanas, and you could have get Pashupatastra with Shiva. He has gone to heaven, and you could save Urvashi as mother, and with all this he doesn't know his ego. So any physical thought, and when I say a physical thought, I mean your concrete mind thoughts, can never know about ego. Is this very clear to you? Therefore, Arjuna and people like that who did so many tapas and sadhanas, and maybe Bhishma also, Drona also, Karna also, don't know their egos. They only know their Atma and the Pranamaya Sharira and your Manas, the President, the greatest man in the world. He also doesn't know about his ego. He is able, by using your physical body, using his concrete mind, is able to live in this world. You understood these three permanent atoms? Those who understood up to this, put capital S so that I can go ahead. Got it? Now, the mental unit is still in the concrete mind. Is this very clear to all of you? See, very clear? It has nothing to do with the ego. Remember that. It has nothing to do with the ego, which is the envelope of manas, buddhi and atma. The mental unit can directly link with antahkarana to that highest level of mind, the seventh level of mind. All of you are trying to understand what I'm trying to tell you. The ego is there, but you can see that the antahkarana has nothing to do with ego. It is linked with the mental unit in your concrete mind's highest level, and can go direct to the highest level of mind, what we can say the highest seventh level of abstract mind. This link of your concrete mind's point and the highest mind of the mental level in abstract mind is the setu, antahkarana. Is this very clear now, what I am trying to tell you to understand? Manas, buddhi, ahankara and chitta has its own bridge. When it is going through those bridge, he links with ego. And while going through the ego, it goes into the chitta. You try to understand, you don't get with your understood thinking of what I'm trying to tell. What I'm trying now in these lines and words, try to use it. The antakarana, the manas, buddhi, ahankara and chitta. These are four levels of your bridge to go into the highest level of mind, and the highest level of mind is vritti, gone behind it. Yogaha, chitta vritti, nirodha. Don't think about ego and other things. Try to understand the antakarana first. So when you are trying to do the yogaha, chitta vritti, nirodha, what happens? Your chitta vritti are controlled. Remember it, while you are doing it is under control. You just cannot say that I have finished my vrittis. Like a doctor, his vritti is to do operations, expert operations. And a very expert operation can do miracles with his operations. And when we are doing it, he is there with that. He is our yoga, chitta vritti, nirodha happens when he is doing the operation. But when he comes out of the operation, well, all the vrittis come back. All of you understood what I am trying to tell you? So yogaha, chitta vritti nirodhaha is for the doctor. Doctors say that he is working the brain. Do you think he is using by the brain or with his thoughts? The brain is just an immune. Don't say that a doctor is doing his knives operation. His brain is something physical. It is the mind which is using the brain as a, what should I implement, like a knife for you. Is it clear what I am trying to tell you? Do you understand what is brain? Brain is a physical thinking instrument. It is a machine. Well, the machine can do nothing. It is the thoughts which will do it. Very clear? Let the questions be discussed. These things are naturally very confusing and much difficult when I am trying to do it. Because I don't know whether I am trying to explain or I am making it more complicated. The physical movements of the hands and usage of knives is done with the brain for a doctor, but the mind uses the brain as an instrument as to how the operation is done. Brain is the instrument of mind. Yes, very good. Perfectly right. It has become a habit. Chitta, when I use chitta, you always remember a habit. Don't worry about the word chitta. Chitta means habits. So expert is naturally is a habit about doing his operations. That habits are jitta. okay, when I am doing all these things, who are hearing it, just think, okay, if you don't understand it, because this is the first time, I think, in the world where the yantra technique is being so clearly and open to all of you, but you have to know it. You have to know it, what I am trying to tell you. Now you remember again what I am telling. The mental unit is there for all of us. But this mental unit, when we are gone, when we die, then we go to the ego. But we never know that we have gone to the ego. And again when you get another body, again we are not with the ego. We are again come back with the mental unit. Is it clear to all of you? That is why in many religions, they never think about your next birth. Not necessary. Because this physical body will never be done again. No doubt about it. Even for a Hindu, the physical body is gone. And never again he will get the same physical body. He can never get it because he is burnt. He has to create a new physical body. But to get a physical body, it has to start with thought, a desire, and then the body. The three levels you understand. Any body in the mother's pregnancy, first comes the thought of him to come into the mother. Then the thought goes in. You can say it is the thought of the mother. And now, the thought in the mother's womb, slowly it creates a desire for the physical body. These two things are never known. But once the physical body of the thing which he wants to come down starts its physical body development by himself, by his own thoughts, well, the weeks and the 9 months come, and then he comes out. But what is happening when the point of the physical body being growing in the mother, he gets a seed. You know the seed, very seemingly you can see it. And if you want to know that, the best example is from Tony Nader. He shows this development. He shows how it grows. Now you will understand how the mental unit starts first. What we can see, the mental unit is the figure 5. In fertilization, 2 loid cells come together to form 1 cell. All of you are trying to understand what I am talking about it. Now, when I am saying all these things, remember, when you want to create something in your body, the same thing happens. The same thing happens. Suppose you want a mango from somewhere. The same 9 month processes come. And you go and think you are mouse and you want to move somewhere. The same 9 month process takes, but probably in 1 second. And that's why the development of this 9 month goes in 9 days. If the mental unit can clearly do in 9 days, his desires come. That is what the correct Sanjeevani sadhana is. 9 days is enough to get the mental unit. And then I will tell you the mental unit also. That okay, all of you understand what I am talking, or you go beyond the head. Sadhavi, if you can thought you can do it, it happens. Because the thing is, you should not be a stillborn. The thought has to come life. That is what I am going to tell you with this yantra. You have to do it. It is something difficult. How can it be simple? Do you think it is easy? But, well, it is scientific. You know, anyone can do it in 9 days. All of you are hearing with, all of you, what now I am thinking with them, though that is important. And all this comes from Sri Sukta and the white magic, is it not? You heard about white magic, all of you? All of you, if you know about the white magic and Sri Sukta, say this. All of you are getting it? Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Then it is very easy for me to tell now itself. You get that page number. Now you see this. Formation of a baby in the mother's womb physically takes 9 months, as the evolution of a man can happen in 9 days. Sentence rasindi clear ga unda. Formation of a baby in the mother's womb.
Mother's womb.
Mother's womb. Oh, right. Formation of a baby in the mother's womb physically takes 9 months, and the evolution of a man can happen. Parampuja Gurudev's Pandit Sri Ram Sharma Acharya gave this process as Sanjeevani Sadhana in 9 days. In The Synthesis of Yoga by Sri Aurobindo, page 6, line 22, is stated that yoga, as Swami Vivekananda has said, may be regarded as a means of compressed one's evolution into a single life, or of a few years, or even a few months of bodhic bodily existence. All of you are reading these lines, the green color and English words. All of you, very good, very good, very good, very good. Now you try to understand this. What I am trying to tell you is about the antakarana bridge. Now, manas, buddhi, ahankara and chitta. All of you have seen this? Manas, buddhi, aham, chitta. Now, be very, very clear. Today I will give you the basis, tomorrow I will give you the explanation. From the manas, you go to buddhi. What is buddhi doing? He determines of a number of minds, you decide a particular desire physically at this particular moment. The buddhi used for that moment. And when that comes, the buddhi, and if you can clear a aham for it, a ego for it, a life to your thought, I am talking about the ego. I am telling in your mind, let me give you, think, at this moment we are here, and now we have a desire now that there is a mango in the Akhandadipa place, near place, or a prasada is there in Shantikunj near Akhandadip. Am I clear, all of you, what I am trying to think here? It is very important what I am trying to tell you. Do you know what of you are trying to get? I want a prasada at the Akhandadip, which is there in Shantikunj. A prasada is there, placed near the Akhandadip. Prasad, or a mango fruit there. Is it night? All of you think about this line only. You can like it also. There is a mango fruit, as a prasad near the Akhandadip of Parampuja Gurudev at Shantikunj. Very clear? There is a mango fruit as a prasad near the Akhandadip of Parampuja Gurudev at Shantikunj. Is this clear to all of you? Put yes, yes, yes clearly. Tomorrow I will tell about this. Tomorrow, maybe many of you may get the mango fruit. And when I am saying it really, if you can really do it. Jai Gaur.